from the Budweiser studios of Cumulus Media Knoxville. This show belongs to you at 656-9900. 656-9900. The sports you need before sunrise is on the air. You're inside the starting lineup with Tyler Ivins and Will West on 99.1, The Sports Animal.
Number three in the starting lineup on your radio at 99.1 FM and 990 AM. Tyler Ivins, Will West set to return to the program tomorrow for a Tuesday TSL. 656-9900. Good time to hand out that phone number because Eric Kane, it's time to play the game. As much as I love Coheed and Cambria, do love me some Motorhead as well. All right, we're taking callers number one and two right now at 1-866-656-9900. We are playing the numbers right, so we got to take three callers. Callers number one, two, and three. Number is right. It's quick. It's effective. Keeps everybody on their toes. All right, let's get to it right now. Three callers. And, of course, this week, the prize that keeps on giving. Look, we've given away a lot of popular prizes here on TSL, but I have never seen more callers, more listeners attack this prize like piranha than what we've had over the last couple of weeks. For nearly 40 years, Bojangles has served the South its perfectly seasoned chicken made from scratch biscuits, signature fixins, and other regional favorites. You can check out Bojangles.com to find a location near you. It is Bo time, and it's time to bring James into the fold. Morning, James. You get to decide. Will it be me, Tyler Ivins, giving out the first clue, or will it be Eric Kane giving out the first clue?
Let's go with you.
All right, James, this is what we're going to do. How the number is right is we bring all three contestants in. You base your guess on who doesn't go over the total. If everybody goes over, then we'll move the two closest to the number. Two will advance till we have our winner. This is where I want to start, James, and that is the game between Alabama and LSU. I need to know the total passing yards combined for Tua and Joe Burrow. How many combined passing yards do they have Saturday?
Oh, wow. Let's go with 550.
550. From James, we go to Ryan. Ryan, same question. Combined passing yards for Burrow and Tua.
721.
721. And then from Ryan, we'll go to Calvin. Calvin, same question for you, sir.
Let's go 750.
Very nicely done, gentlemen. James, we have to say goodbye to you because Ryan and Calvin at 721 and 750 each. Burrow with 393, Tua 418. That's a combined 811 yards. Ryan, Eric Kane will have your next question. Go ahead, Kaner.
All right, Ryan, Kentucky rushed for how many yards against Tennessee Saturday night? Kentucky rushed for how many yards against UT Saturday night?
275.
All right, 275. Calvin, Kentucky ran for how many yards against UT?
Well, I'm thinking he's way over, so I'm just going to say 220.
220? Well, the answer was 302, so ooh. Ryan actually gets that one, and looks like Ryan's our winner.
Ryan, congratulations, dude. That's the best part.
Thank you.
When you find that happy medium, and you find a way to deflect off two different contestants... Hold tight. Eric Kane's going to get more of your information. $25 gift card to Bojangles. Bojangles.com. I'm telling you, man. I just got done talking to Chris from the promotions department literally minutes ago. And Chris said that they are actually holding out the drawing until Wednesday this week for the Garth Brooks tickets Saturday at Neyland Stadium. Mm-hmm. So guess what, Ryan? You, as well as tomorrow's winner, you get qualified for the Garth Brooks tickets. So, Ryan, not only did you score that gift card from Bojangles, you are now also in the hopper for the drawing to see Garth live at Neyland Stadium coming up this Saturday evening. That's pretty fantastic stuff, right?
It was about 10:30 Saturday morning before I made the trek to Lexington, and guess what time it was?
Bow time?
Is bow time.
It was delicious bow time.
It's always bow time, baby.
Do you think Mike Keith likes Bojangles?
You know, Mike Keith, he's a pretty smart dude. So yeah, I bet he's a bow time guy.
I want to hear that call again from Keith, the author of the blocked field goal that prevailed Tennessee over Kansas City. He'll tell us all about it on the other side. 99.1 FM, the Sports Animal.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
All right, exciting finish in Nashville. Going to hear from Mike Keith here in just a second. Tennessee upsets Kansas City 35-32, and Patrick Mahomes returned to action. Derrick Henry ran wild, 188 yards of two scores, while Joshua Kalu preserved the win with a blocked field goal as time expired. Sunday Night Football, Vikings beat the Cowboys 28-24. A new look AP College Football poll has LSU at number one by a landslide. Ohio State's at two, Clemson at three, Alabama at four. Georgia and Oregon come in next at 5-6. Minnesota, first time in the top 10 in 57 years. They slide in at number seven. Utah, Penn State, Oklahoma rounds out the top 10. The SEC has five teams inside the top 25. Florida checks in at 11, Auburn at 13. Arkansas has fired Coach Chad Morris, 4-18 at the helm. And it was Denny Hamlin who took home the checkered flag, locked in a Final Four spot in NASCAR's playoff racing. Add Quick Cash, your next Tennessee Lottery, for a chance to win up to $500 instantly. Plus, it's a chance to win the jackpot drawing later. Have some fun now and later. Tennessee Cash with your Tennessee Lottery. It's 8:14. Get a check of the roads. Pete Michaels traffic. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
The Decatur, Georgia native, out of the hold of Dustin Colquitt. Sam. It's been picked up by Sims. It's blocked by Kalu. Joshua Kalu. Joshua Kalu.
I can't take credit for it. Watching the game last night with my buddy, Chris Jones turns to me and goes, I think I'm going to have a little Josh Kalu in my coffee tomorrow morning as I head to work. I said, I don't think you should have any Josh Kalu in your coffee before you head to work.
You know what, who I think should take credit for it is Josh Kalu.
Josh Kalu.
Yeah. Not Tyler Robbins, Josh Kalu.
You give him that many chances to kick field goals, and Josh Kalu is going to get a chance to line up and get a proper snap count and be able to jump off the line, which a lot of people thought he was offside. You go back and look at it, guy was just a heck of a jump. I know I've made the comment already once this morning. I can't even time that in Madden.
I was going to say, you know, every other Madden game, you can find that right time where you can jump and block a field goal. Well, that was like what Josh Kalu did yesterday.
The Titans, a huge victory yesterday heading into the open date, the bye week. That's going to be able to – that's a great taste in the mouth you want to have while you go into your bye week this year. Tennessee now keeping pace in the AFC South. The author of the call, of course, you heard it yesterday on our sister station, 98.7 News Talk. It is Mike Keith, and he joins the program. Mike, that final 2 minutes, I was reading a story this morning, more than $10 million in betting wagers shifted between the botched hold by Colquitt and how Tannehill led him down the field, the block kick, and then you put it best in your call, arguably one of the most exciting games ever played at Nissan Stadium, and I think back, and I think you might be onto something there. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. It was certainly one of the most exciting games that we'd ever played. We do a feature on social media called the Fireball Flashback every Friday. And this week's Fireball Flashback, ironically, was the greatest endings in the history of Nissan Stadium. And that one probably would top the one that we picked as number one. It had everything because the last minute 55 was just so bizarre. I mean, it was just so bizarre. And you know, we're in break. It's getting ready to be 4th and 17, and we're in the 2 minute warning break. And I turned to everybody in the booth and I said, "Listen," I said, "if we don't make this, this game's not over." And the reason is because we still have three timeouts. And if we can hold them to a field goal, we're still only 8 points down. And I get this look from everybody in the booth like, yeah, sure, Mike. Okay. So then, you know, you say the same thing on the air. People are leaving, and I get it. You know, I'm like everybody else. I wish I could say I stay to the end of everything, but I don't. And people are leaving, and I get it. But I feel bad for the ones who did, because you paid all that money and you missed something absolutely fantastic.
You miss Ryan Tannehill leading the Titans to now a 3-1 record over the last month. And I don't know what more you could say. Look, obviously, Barry in the lead talking about what Mahomes did and Dean Pease's defense trying to find a way, a huge strip sack. I mean, Rashawn, I'm going to tell you, somebody asked me yesterday, you know, people think you're crazy. When Rashawn Evans ran back the 53-yard touchdown, I said, Titans have a chance to win this game.
That's
you know,
right.
And anybody, yeah. Anybody says, of course they have a chance to win the game, Ivins. It's only the second quarter. But it had that feel of, no, if they're playing that kind of defense, and that was before Henry's long run and before all the things that came about. It just had that type of feel. So you say people are leaving the game early in Nissan Stadium. As soon as I see the Rashawn Evans fumble return, I'm not leaving my seat till that clock says zeros.
Well, that was one of those things that had to happen on this day, because let me start with this. Patrick Mahomes is who we thought he was.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. I mean, listen, in his prime, I went to see Michael Jordan play.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And it was one of the greatest experiences of my entire life. I'm not just talking about sports. I mean, one of the greatest experiences of my life. For me, I don't know anything about painting or art or, you know, beauty of any sort. To me, when I saw Michael Jordan, that was art. That was, you know, special. Watching this kid play yesterday was the same sort of thing. He is that good. I mean, I know he's on the other team, and I know you're supposed to hate everybody on the other team, I guess, or whatever. But I mean, Patrick Mahomes is phenomenal. You get a chance to buy a ticket to see him play, you buy a ticket. It was going to take stuff like Evans making a fumble return,
right,
Henry making a long run, blocking a field goal, because not only was he Patrick Mahomes, he was really, really good Patrick Mahomes. And for the Titans to beat him on that day, it took everything they had. And I think truly it's one of the reasons the victory is so significant. And the reason you have a chance to really build on it, because you beat a good team on a day where they didn't play badly.
Mike, I got to ask you, what do you think it is about Tennessee and Andy Reid? What kind of voodoo juju? What is 1-8 now? Andy Reid is the mustache lifetime against Tennessee. What is it about whenever he sees the opposition from the state of Tennessee that just makes him go, I don't have an answer, or I don't know how to be 1 point better when the clock has zeros?
The only thing I know in common is it's me.
It has to be you.
At all nine of them.
It has to be
at all nine of them. So I'm probably the only one that's been at all nine. No, I don't know. I mean, it's just one of those kind of weird things. You know, it's like what we have with Indianapolis, unfortunately. There are just certain that we've had it over the years with the Chargers. We've had it over Jacksonville at certain points. You just don't know. I mean, listen, he's a fantastic coach. He's so good, and their offense is so innovative. And what's really also, I talked to Mitch Holtis, who is the Chiefs play-by-play announcer. And if you ever have a chance to get him on your show,
yeah,
he is one of the five best play-by-play announcers in sports. I want to be him when I grow up.
Wow.
He's phenomenal. And in talking to him before the game, I said, honestly, listen, you're probably going to gain 500 yards today. It's a bad matchup for us. You know, with Casey out, with Jayon Brown out, with Malcolm Butler going on IR. I mean, sometimes it's just a bad matchup. And to see, you know, that game go the way it did, all of those things had to happen, and most of them were out of Andy Reid's control. I don't know. When you think about it, what could he have really done differently coaching? Maybe a couple things, but they didn't lose that game because of coaching. And this team may not lose again. That's what it may take for somebody to beat them. I mean, they are so good. And I think their defense, as they continue to get parts back on defense, will get even better as well. That team is really, I know they're 6-4, but wow. I mean, they've got a chance to do something special down the stretch.
Were you surprised at Derrick Henry's performance against Kansas City? And I only ask you that question because last week there were frustrations out of the locker room after the loss to Carolina, and the questions of why is it Derrick Henry's not getting enough touches, or Derrick Henry's frustration with Arthur Smith's offense? But I'm going to tell you right now, you get 23 for a $1.88. You get a couple catches out of the backfield. All of a sudden, Titans fans now, Derrick Henry. Like I said, this is just positive momentum to take into the bye week.
Yeah. No, I'm not surprised in the least. You know why we could run him in the first half is we weren't in first and 25 all right. the time. I mean, listen, we had one penalty in the first half. And then in the third quarter, you know, after his run, I think we had five penalties. And so then, we couldn't run him again until the fourth quarter. That's the big thing. They're going to call his number. They want him involved. They want him with the football. But the penalties throwing you off schedule so badly, you know, you're in a position then where, you can't run him, you know, third and 40. I mean, I guess you can for 5 yards. But, no, I mean, Derrick Henry's fantastic, and he was really good yesterday. You take out the 68-yard run, and he still had 22 carries for 120 yards.
Yeah, very true, very true.
That's a great day in and of itself. So, and the other thing about Henry, too, is as it gets colder, nobody wants to tackle him. So his numbers go up generally the second half of the year for that very reason. And he's always run well against Kansas City, always.
It's the open date for the Titans. They return home coming up on the 24th. Duval's coming to town. You got a Jaguars team who Nick Foles, already people talking about that he'll take back over at quarterback coming off the collarbone injury. Right. We'll see who's better. Is it Minshew Magic or is Nick Foles, your Super Bowl MVP, going to be the better after such a long layoff? This is an important stretch coming up. You guys have got the Colts on the road following, and then apparently now the Oakland Raiders are good at football again, and the AFC West is up for grabs after you guys knock off Kansas City. Enjoy the mental break, kind of the week off, and then, hey, the gauntlet begins again for the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, the next two games, I think, determine our season. Bottom line. I think that's what it comes down to, Tyler, is the next two games, two division games, one at home and one on the road. When it's all written, these two games will have told the story about what we end up doing.
In 20 seconds or less, Mike Keith, what does Mike Keith do during bye weeks? Go.
Nothing except yard work.
You a mulcher? What are you? What are you? You a grassy guy?
I'm an everything. I'm everything. I'm a leaf guy. I'm a mower. I'm a mulcher. I'm a hedge trimmer.
Wow!
I pick up thousands of walnuts out of my yard.
Wow!
I'm a yard guy.
Mike Keith for hire. Think about it. I'm just saying, if you need a side hustle, Mike Keith for hire.
I could use it. Yeah, with my kids, I could really use the extra.
Keith's Clippings. Think about it. I want trademarks on that. Keith's Clippings. He comes by, trims things up, keeps things tight. Mike Keith, Titans play-by-play voice. I'm just saying. Side hustle, if you need it, Keith's Clippings, and I might be for hire. Just take that in consideration, Mike.
I appreciate that. Thank you for the suggestion.
Mike Keith, again, bye week for the Tennessee Titans. Always great having him on the program whenever he joins us here on 99.1 FM, the Sports Animal. All right, we come back on the other side. Can we get to start bench cut? Because there's a lot we have to get into when it comes into not only the Alabama-LSU showdown, Tennessee-Kentucky. Look, Tennessee fans, be excited. I have too many friends that I interact with weekly who go, the Vols give me heartburn, the Titans, they give me migraines. Why can't both of my teams just be good at the same time? Big victory for the Vols in Lexington going into the open date. Big victory for the Titans against the Chiefs going into the bye week. What's better than that? 2 weeks. You get to salivate on two W's. Be positive. Be happy. Sun is shining on a Monday. Tyler Ivins here on Rocky Top on 99.1 FM, the Sports Animal. An American, where at least I know I'm free. But I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. This is an excellent song choice, Eric Kane.
Thank you, sir. I love this. Had to get it in there.
Did I ever tell you about the time that I sang the song with Lee Greenwood in elementary school?
You have, actually, yes. One of the many story times with Tyler Ivins.
Sturkey Elementary, 1991. In all seriousness, let's take a moment. Happy Veterans Day to each and every single one of our veterans out there listening to the program right now and not listening to the program right now. God bless you. the sacrifice you made. God bless your family.
Yep.
If it wasn't for our veterans, I wouldn't be able to be sitting in this comfy chair right now in this heated studio flapping my gums and doing sports talk radio each and every day in the city that I was born in, my hometown. So thank you so much. Happy Veterans Day. You can actually let this run if you want. We can spend the next 19 minutes letting this run on repeat.
I'm fine with that.
I'm being told that we apparently have to do start bench cut.
Yeah, we probably got to get a little SBC in there.
I'll bring you the photo of me and Lee Greenwood one time. Him and I are buds. Where
does he know that you and him are buds?
Would I say he would let me take out a small loan for going 0-for-3 to the window? Would he let me borrow money after I, you know what? I'll admit it. I'm an honest guy. I like to keep things up front. Did I have the Chiefs yesterday -3? I absolutely did. That block field goal. It did. Tyler Ivins might be eating a little bit of ramen tonight. That's all I'm saying. All right. We went from lobster and steak to ramen. Start bench cut on your radio now.
How do you rank them? It's time for Mary... Whoops. The FCC says we can't do it that way. Let's play Start, Bench, or Cut on the starting lineup. Powered by Heritage Realty. Locally owned and operated with over 50 years of experience in the Knoxville market, where today's technology meets traditional customer service. Heritage Realty.
Brian Rice just texting the secret text line saying that he really appreciates us playing that song. And he gave us a hat tip.
Awesome.
He saluted us. You know what, Brian? Anything for you, man.
Again, happy Veterans Day.
Eric A. Show with Brian Rice coming up in the next 25 minutes. All right, SBC me. Let's do this.
Best upset win yesterday in the National Football League. Yeah, the Falcons over the Saints, Steelers over the Rams, Dolphins over the Colts. Start bench cut.
You know what? It, obviously, the start here is going to be New Orleans taking the L at home against Atlanta. The other two are a little bit more difficult, though. I don't know really how to explain what's happening with the Rams right now. And Mason Rudolph is becoming a productive NFL quarterback. So I'm going to bench the Rams losing to the Steelers. And look, I'm going to cut the Dolphins winning back-to-backs because Ryan Fitzpatrick is a quarterback who can win you football games in the NFL. And Brian Hoyer is in for Jacoby Brissett, all right? It was Miami against a backup quarterback. Indy can't take that loss yesterday, though, but I'll still cut the Dolphins Colts.
I'd start Falcons Saints. I would bench, actually, Steelers over Rams because, again, the Steelers are improving. I'm going to cut the Dolphins Colts. Miami's been close, but, again, as you said, Hoyer was getting the start for Indy, so I'll cut them. Worst SEC loss on Saturday, Arkansas getting smacked by Western Kentucky.
Ugh.
South Carolina dumped by Appy State, or Vanderbilt's shutouts at Florida.
You know what? I'm actually, because of the storyline, I'm going to start Ty Story returning to Fayetteville after transferring out, bringing head coach Tyson Helton with him, and then just smacking around Arkansas. And that's essentially the final nail in Chad Morris's coffin, which, can I just say, if we could talk about Arkansas's opening for 5 seconds, if you're Arkansas right now, how you're not offering Mike Leach every penny to come to town, I don't know. Like would Mike Leach's air raid offense work in the SEC West? No. But if Tennessee isn't going to bring Mike Leach to town, why not make it Arkansas? Correct me if I'm wrong. Doesn't Tennessee and Arkansas play next year?
I don't know.
I'm sure there's
a lot of people out there like, yes, that I haven't memorized that.
I'm almost certain Tennessee plays Arkansas next year. I'll double check on that. You are starting, though, Ty Story returning to Fayetteville to get the W. You're benching. I should start the stupidity of South Carolina for bringing Appy State to town, but I digress. I'll bench them and... Honestly, if there was any game you could have predicted this weekend that should have made it to the window, It should have been Florida and what they did to Vanderbilt. Did I think they're going to get shut out? No. Did I know they were going to get walloped? Yes, so I'll cut them.
Cosign, you got to cut Vanderbilt because that's expected. That's expected just about every week.
Confirmed! Tennessee goes to Fayetteville on Halloween. The Halloween game next year. Vols at Arkansas. Jeremy Pruitt versus Mike Leach. Make it happen.
The National League Rookie of the Year award will be handed out tonight. Who wins? Start bench cut, Pete Alonso, Mike Soroka, Fernando Tatis Jr.
Let's be real. It's just whether or not Pete Alonso wins unanimously. It's that order. You're starting Alonzo. You're benching Soroka. You're cutting Tatis Jr.
It's tough. Big Braves fan here, but yeah, it's that order for sure. Same with the AL. Brandon Lowe, John Means, Yordan Alvarez.
So Yordan Alvarez, what he did in the second half of the Astros is what put them in position to win the AL pennant. You start him. Listen, Lowe had a solid year. Had a solid year. And I'm going to be honest, I didn't watch enough of Means to know really where he ranks here, but I did see enough of Lowe to know that the reason why Tampa Bay continued to grind the way they did was because of him. So I'm benching Lowe and I'm cutting Means.
Tennessee, a win away from bowl eligibility. Star Bench Cup, potential bowls for UT. Liberty Bowl, Belk Bowl, or the Gator Bowl, which is now called the what Tennessee played in a few years ago.
It's the Tax Slayer Gator Bowl.
Tax Slayer, yeah, go ahead.
I want a Florida Bowl game for Tennessee, even though I despise the city of Jacksonville. I'm going to start the Gator Bowl. You know what? Vols haven't been to Liberty Bowl. Vols haven't been to the Liberty Bowl since the 80s. And last year I did call that I wanted a Pruitt versus the Mullet matchup, and there's a chance it could be Tennessee-Okie State New Year's Eve. The question is, do Tennessee fans want to spend New Year's Eve in Memphis? So I'm going to bench the Liberty Bowl and... Does anybody really like the Belk Bowl? So you're cutting the Charlotte Bowl game.
Player most responsible, as we end our SBC segment here, player most responsible for a Tennessee win Saturday night, star bench cut, Marquez Callaway, Daniel Batuli, Jerry Garantano.
You know what? Let's do this.
Actually, I'm going to change this. Hold your horses
okay,
here.
Okay, go ahead.
Daniel Batuli, Jerry Garantano, Jaquan Blakely. Say what you want, but hey. He was first back there on that fourth and goal stop.
Okay.
Biggest play of the game.
No. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
Do me a favor.
Yep.
Do you still have Pruitt postgame? Before I answer, I want to go back to after the 17-13 victory, Cole Kubelik sideline interviewing Jeremy Pruitt, and he asked if Jarrett Garantano was regaining trust with the coaching staff. Here's what Jeremy Pruitt had to say.
Well, I've trusted Jared all along, okay? But trust is earned, and it's a lot of times by your actions. So he knows that. So he's worked hard to improve, had a great game tonight. We wouldn't have won this game without him.
Okay, so reset, start, bench, cut.
Start, bench, cut. Player most responsible for a Tennessee win on Saturday night, Daniel Batuli, Jerry Garantano, Jaquan Blakely.
I know Pruitt just said that they don't win that game without Jarrett Garantano, and I am in full agreement with that. I'm in full agreement with that. But I also agree that Daniel Batuli in 19 tackles had a huge part in the reason why Tennessee was able to prevail in that game. So I'm going to start Batuli. I'm going to bench Garantano, and I'm going to cut Blakely. Like, it was his only tackle on the night.
It was huge.
And he needed to be there.
And of course, he had Batuli coming behind to clean it up as well, but he was first. Biggest play of the night. I'm going to have to cut it, though. Blakely, hats off, man. Tennessee don't win that game without you. Seriously. But I'll cut you. I'm going to start Jerry Garantano. I'm a linebacker here, too. Can't say enough about what Daniel Batuli did. I'm going to start Garantano, though. I mean, dude, is relief pitcher of the year. I mean, come on. I mean, the offense had momentum, and it got some things going. He's confident. He's playing like it. I'm going to start Jerry Garantano, bench Daniel Batuli, and I'll cut Jaquan Blakely.
They call him the sixth man in the locker room.
Did you see Tennessee's graphic after the game?
Yes. Johnny on the spot, man.
Making the most of a situation that was unfortunate at the beginning of the season.
Dude, bang up job by the people there in social media. The guys know what they're doing. Bang up job by everybody behind the scenes. It's all about timing. You got to get it out there. You got to make it topical. Good on them. Heritage Realty bringing you Start Bench Cut here for a Monday. Heritage Realty, truly a boutique real estate firm focusing on the needs of its clients with over 50 years of experience. Listen, you don't believe they don't. I was talking to somebody the other day at Heritage Realty, and they don't believe in handing you off to an assistant. It's just you and the realtor working together. Isn't that refreshing? Somebody you can trust, somebody who actually cares about the needs of you, your family, your loved ones. Heritage Realty, you can give them a look. HeritageRealtyTN.com. Other side, we cross over. The Eric Gaines Show with Brian Rice. Set to put a capper on a Monday start bench cut here on TSL. We say goodbye next here on 99.1 FM, the Sports Animal.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
Exciting finish in Nashville. We just heard from Mike Keith, voice of the Tennessee Titans. Tennessee holds on, defeats Kansas City 35-32, and Patrick Mahomes returned to action. Derrick Henry ran wild, 188 yards, two scores, but it was Joshua Kalu who preserved the win with a blocked field goal as time expired. Other scores, Sunday Night Football, Vikings beat the Cowboys 28-24, Ravens drilled the Bengals 49-13, Falcons upset the Saints 26-9, Dolphins got by the Colts 16-12. New AP College football poll, LSU number one by a landslide, Ohio State at two, Clemson three, Alabama four, Georgia and Oregon next, with Minnesota jumping into the top 10 for the first time in 57 years at number seven. Utah, Penn State, Oklahoma round out the top 10. The SEC has five teams. Florida checks in at 11, Auburn at 13. Arkansas has fired head coach Chad Morris after a 4-18 record. And it was Danny Hamlin who took home NASCAR's checkered flag at Phoenix. He is now locked into the final four of NASCAR playoff racing. Add quick cash to your next Tennessee lottery for a chance to win $500 instantly. Plus, it's a chance to win the jackpot drawing later. Have some fun now and later. Tennessee cash from your Tennessee lottery. It's 8:52. Get a check of the road speed, Michael's traffic. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane. Crossover time. TSL meeting the Eric Gaines Show with Brian Rice. They're all the way out yonder, Level Road. Morning, boys.
Hola.
Hopefully everything is well on your Monday. Guys, 5-5. Look, and Angel, give credit where credit is due, all right? You and I, we do the College Football Today show together during game day all day, and we've sat with each other, whether it's been on the stage outside of Gate 21, whether we're sitting behind the table over at Fieldhouse Social on road games. And I mean, look, you brought up a great point this past Saturday when we were trying to distract you from the Bama-LSU game. But, you know, granted, that's somebody else's fault. Who would put all of us on radio together during kickoff of Bama-LSU? But 1-4 start. You finish up the Georgia game, and you don't know where the season's headed. All of a sudden, tables turned. You're 5-5. And you ask yourself, with a little Daniel Batuli, and you ask yourself, fortunes turn against Georgia State and BYU. Where could this football program be? Now, granted, you can't move the goalposts that way. But frankly, you look at this Tennessee team and a little bit of November magic, and we might be talking about postseason bowling in the next 2 to 3 weeks, man.
No, I really think you're going to. I think you're going to go. That's one of the things we're going to talk about here on the show today.
See what I did there? It's called transition into your show.
Going 7-5 and being 6-2 October and November.
Philip November Fulmer, bring back the middle name. Nobody was more excited on the sidelines than Coach Fulmer after that big, huge fourth down stop for the Vols that propelled them to a W in Lexington.
All good stuff, man.
A little short on the verbiage today, are you not, Angie? You just ramped up to get onto your program?
It's 8:59, Tyler, and I'm trying to be professional about how you need to send it to my show.
It's not my fault, dude. The callers this morning were very active.
I love it. I love
very
it.
Very active.
I was listening.
Where are you guys at? Tell everybody where you are.
CBD American Shaman, we're at the Level Road location. Come out and see us. Some great specials and a salute to all of our veterans.
Eric today. Ainge not signing autographs, but Brian Rice will. It's happening.
Brian signed one the other day.
I know he did. That's what I was told. Yeah. I was told
no
that
big
it's,
deal.
It's here on eBay, Sevier County. You can have it free pickup. Free local pickup on eBay. Eric Ainge Show, Brian Rice. It's next. 99.1 FM, The Sports Animal.